Front Row viewers. 42.
I don't even know if they're selling popcorn, but if they're not, they're doing it now with you two in this building.
You can have popcorn at home if you want.
Okay.
You can. Here is Costa trying to drop in a pair of points, but he misses the second. He's been picked up by Arak G, who's running the show. He's the chef d'orchestre, as they say in French. Slimane getting the ball back out to Majok. Here he is. El Mabrouk drops the ball into the hands of the danger man in the paint. Back out to Arak G, goes for three. And the ball's been just knocked out of the hands of Kenny Castana. They'll get it back, of course. And but that 20-point difference is not a healthy scoreline, is it, really? You need to chew into it, but you also got to win those rebounds.
Well, yeah, you've also got to clean up a lot of these statistics. I mean, 20 points off turnover, 22 points in the paint. They're giving up just too much easy stuff. 13 points off the bench. I mean, they just, it's an arsenal of people and plays. And there's Majok again with the block.
This is the play. This is play. This is play by play.
Nice work, guys in the truck, showing that again with Majok getting worked on either end as Gasana misses the three ball, and Majok, of course, comes up with it as Araki gets him quickly into some offense in the front court, Robbie.
Yeah, here we go with Araki, just waiting for Slimane. Look at him. He is just, he's got an insatiable desire to run. Gets knocked off his feet there, and, well, I think the call has been made. Araki coming over to help him out. He was being hounded a little bit by Didi.
And earlier you asked me about the coaches and what they talked about. And one of the things was this, trying to stop the drive. And they feel like this team is really good at sharing the ball, which they are. And Coach Major wants to stop the drive so they don't have people to kick to shoot jump shots and or finish.
Yeah, like the likes of Ben Romdan, of course. They're all really dangerous at what they do, and they do have a multitude of options as the shot clock goes down to zero, and a wasted opportunity there for Monastir. They just took their foot off the accelerator for a moment.
They fell asleep at the wheel, which is not characteristic of this ball club. They really do a good job taking care of the ball.
For the moment you see a lapse in concentration like that, Lance, you really got to take advantage. And as you said, Major has worked. He's gone through the drills as Costa goes for three. And that is sensational there from the big man.
Yeah, and he was shooting that as it was in the air, meaning he knew it was going up and going up quick. He's a stretch big. Actually, also Bush sometimes is a stretch big, but especially big fellow who knocks down Costa, who knocks down the three ball.
El Mabrouk going for a dive. That's a soft touch, and the ball comes back out. It's into the hands of Araki. They play slick basketball, of course, around the perimeter. Ball comes back out to Ben Romdan. Mid-range shot. No, he gets it out to the left. El Mabrouk, there's the shot, and there's the 3 points, and that's the way to do it. Every single time, they just find a way out, just when you think they're being closed down and shut out.
Well, it's a little thing, but Ben Romdan, it was on time and on target. Coaches know what I mean, and they like that. As Slimane holds Bush on the screen. But what I mean, when you see it right there, is he grabbed him around the waist. And I love the look. He kind of looked at me. I mean, looked at the ref like you looked at me when you grabbed your calculator after asking me about the numbers.
I didn't pick up the calculator.
Knocks down the three.
There's a look across. I think he was looking at you at that point.
That's exactly how you were looking.
Oh, stop it. That's not the look. Come on. You're playing silly games now, Lance Blacks. The ball comes back out. They're going to push forward. They're going to try to make and find inroads. It comes back out. Diddy getting the big man there, Prince Ibe, but he can't hawk it over. And there's still a chance to try and scramble, but no, it's well won there by no one else but the main man, of course, who is Majok, who is on fire tonight. Round the back pass to Ben Romdan. Dan, oh, he gets rid of the defender, and it's an easy layup. You see how they just he just allowed that boulevard to open up. It's like, make way, I'm coming through. Yalla, 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 in she goes.
Yeah.
And then you've got not Wahed, you got Etne points, which is 2 in Arabic.
Okay, or how about dos?
That's going to be Spanish. You're good at Spanish.
What about Keto?
Cuatro.
Ketu, Hungarian.
Hungarian. Oh, that's a little bit different.
Okay.
Hold me off guard. Didn't expect that. That you blindsided me there. You flanked me on the side.
You didn't know I could speak Hungarian. I can count.
That was a round-the-back pass, that was.
Well, you did it to me.
To a blindsided...
That was a number counter punch.
I was blindfolded.
Yeah, as Araghchi gets the ball and comes off the screen, Majak... Isolation against Kasana, gets in the lane and puts it up high off the glass. That's why I say NBA people are looking or should be looking at this guy. This is one of two or three that I think could possibly do some damage on a roster in the States, Robbie.
He finds solutions in very awkward positions, and that makes for a very good ball player. This is good play from Prince Ibe, getting the better of Majok on that occasion. Going back to Araghchi, he does have a fine skill set. He can get past the big men, and I think that that's a great sign of a great basketball player. When you have a solution and you can use your skill set to get away from the big defenders, then that's a talent.
Yeah, it is a talent, and then you can finish as Ibe looks as if he's dumbfounded about what happened there. He was slow to come over and help. There was a collision near the rim. But, yeah, back to Araghchi. Not only can he get around people, but he can finish. He plays with a great pace, and he has the confidence of a lion in the bush as Monastir leads big, 49-27, Patriots trail.
U.S. Monastir is up against the Patriots. 22-point lead for the Tunisian side. Man, oh man, oh man. It seems like this game might be getting out of reach for the host nation's team, the Patriots. Prince, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's getting worse as time goes by. They have crumbled offensively. You know, they've been a bit careless with the ball for my liking, honestly. Too many turnovers. And they just lack inspiration. Tell me, show me, who's that inspiring player behind this Patriots team? Show me the Patriots team that showed up during the quarterfinal game against Ferroviario de Maputo. Show me the Patriots team that won the first two games. There's something wrong with the team right now.
I think, you know, basketball is a game of matchups. You know, when you match up poorly against a team, unfortunately, it makes you really, really second guess, you know, what it is that you're doing as a team collectively. But maybe it's not what the Patriots are doing wrong, but maybe it's what the Tunisian side are doing correctly. You know, I think we can attribute it to that.
I would like to differ a little bit. There's something they're doing wrong, and I'll tell you that. 3-point plays. Where is Mugabe? Mm-hmm. Why is he sitting on the bench? He's a player that was so hot. I mean, he had like 6 3-point plays and, you know, had 18 points, which means he scored all his 6 pointers and stuff. What is he doing on the bench? If I was the coach, you know, I would bring him in because that's what they need to limit the damage that has been done. 49-27 is quite a big margin.
It absolutely is, but, you know, there must be a reason as to why he has not been starting the entirety of the tournament. So maybe the coaching staff wants to keep the starters on, and if you're seeing your starters struggle this much, it's that much more difficult for the bench players to come in and really get warm. But let's get back to it. We are back third quarter. Score is 53-27. U.S. Monastir is up on the Patriots, and we will be back.
He's tried out Aristide Mugabe. Things are not working out. He needs a leader up front, and I hope that he can give Aristide another chance to come back into this game and inspire his team.
Yeah, no, it's a good call, and thanks for that, Sasha. Always so valuable with her input, of course. This is Monastir with Crawford getting the ball out to Kleeman. Look at the passes out to that man. Habadi, and then out to Batman Mashok, who's unable to get anything. But the rebounds. No defense, no win.
Yeah, just holes everywhere in this balloon that the Patriots are trying to carry. Rebounds, giving up easy baskets as the trip happens by Gayazi. on the drive. So Costner will get a couple of free throws. But Robbie, the Patriots have a huge mountain to climb to even get close. And not only because of the numbers, but also because of who they're playing against. As Majak takes a break. I mean, this is just a well-oiled machine, Monastir.
No, they are. They are indeed. And Tunisia relishes and revels in sport. They love their basketball, of course. They're famed for their soccer, football. But basketball is big. Monastir is a big basketball town, of course, just on the coast. And you know, they've worked hard to get where they are. And you can understand exactly, you know, how they produce such quality players. And a lot of them play for the Tunisian national team. As you see, Crawford jump for two. It's an institution, it is. Lance Blanks, they won the 2019 Tunisian Championship, beating Rabes, and rose to the top since the late 90s, basically. So, playing some really good basketball over time, founded about 1959. So, you can do your mathematics there, Lance.
Yeah, and five of these guys joined Monastir from their rival, El Zara. To play in the BAL, so they've loaded up with the highest level of talent from that country for this team and have come together in a very impressive way here as the Cinderella story is starting to look not so great as Costner misses and Bush gets a rebound, misses, and gets his own rebound.
Ball comes out to Diddy. It's a chance now to try and go for three. That's not a bad effort indeed. A sumptuous drop in there from that man who has been working so hard out wide. Did he? John Jack.
Boy, you're good. You are good. You don't make turnovers, man. You clean that up so nice. Yeah, John Jack is the one. And Gayazi misses the easy layup. John Jack gets it to Costner and gets it back. Tries another three, Robbie, and misses this one short.
Yeah, that was unlucky. That was, yeah, I'm like a twitching owl, I am, sort of, you know, with my head turning around.
Well,
sort of, you know, 360.
Well, you're allowed. You covered for me. You got the humanitarian out of me.
I think it was already in there, Lance, to be honest with you. Crawford for three. The threes are raining down, if you can say that.
Yeah, you can say that.
You can't say that.
You can say the trees are raining down because, oh, now the dunks are laying down as Layani gets a steal and makes his presence felt.
It's another big score. How on earth? What on earth? How is this possible? Now it's turning into a festival of three-pointers, which is remarkable. It's great for the trees. But the scoreline's still very, very handsome, of course, for U.S. Monastir. 53 seconds before the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, they're employing their exchange program where they're exchanging buckets. You can't do that as Layani misses the three ball. You've got to get some stops if you're the Patriots. If you want to get back in this game, got to be a little stingy at this point in the game, Robbie.
Yeah, his Bush Wama Kotau, he's unable to do anything with that. Crawford takes the ball up court. There's a three against two scenario, and the Layani has the ball here. You can see that Abada's dispossessed. He has a chance for three. It's another three! Oh, U.S. Monastir, they're making us dream of trees, but not just trees, but also threes. This is a sensational basketball. This is Lance Blanks. We're having a fine time here in Kigali.
Yeah, we are, and so is Monastir. They are having a run of their life. Lani, he steals it, carries it a little bit, and with a nice finish.
Costner attempts a late three, but it's not going to happen. U.S. Monastir, the Giants of Tunisia. Well, they're on the throne at the moment. 65 points. Kings of North Africa for the moment. 33 points for the Patriots, who are finding it quite complicated to put up a courageous fight against the team that are tagged as the favorites to go all the way. 65-33. Small break back for the fourth quarter.
It's
65-33. U.S. Monastir is up on the Patriots. 32-point lead going into the fourth quarter. You can't think that this is a good thing. As we see the president, President Paul Kagame, sitting there watching the game, I'm sure he's not too happy with the performance of his team.
I can tell from your voice that you're enjoying this, Mukbel.
Man, you know, as a basketball fan, you know, you have to respect what the Tunisian side is doing, you know, the way that they're playing. But at the same time, there's a part of you that wants a close game, you know, just like the quarterfinals match with Maputo and the Patriots. It's so much more exciting when it's punch for punch. You know, when the game is this far, like out of reach for a specific team, 32-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Unless the Tunisian side have a ridiculously wild breakdown, I do not see how they don't advance to the finals.
See, you're coming out slowly by slowly. I could detect it, you know, say from when, you know, the music played and you introduced the link and stuff. But anyway, it's okay. Anyway, wow. They have fumbled completely. What? I mean, it's kind of tough to get back into this one, just like Mukbel had said, because it looks like the Patriots have gone back to bed, honestly. You know, if Costner is their best player in the second half, then you know what that means, you know?
Oh, man, it's trouble for the Patriots, man. But let's hope that they can put together a few nice little runs to make this lead just a little bit closer. The fourth quarter is underway, and we will be back on. This is a special VOA broadcast of the Basketball Africa League, and we will be on for the post game.
Do you sometimes think, crikey, this is massive, this is absolutely massive, the Basketball Africa League? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, as a young girl who played basketball growing up, I can say this is massive. First of all, the arena, the Kigali Arena, 10,000 seater here in East Africa. It means so much, not only for Rwanda as a country, but the region and also the entire continent. Speaking to the players throughout the tournament, it's been incredible. All of them are saying this is what we deserve. And when you see the amount of guests that are here, the VIPs watching this game, it just tells you that the BAL is changing the face of African basketball.
Well, we're blessed to be part of this indeed, Asha. Thank you very much for your input, and it's great, it really is. Lance Blanks, we talked so many times. We'll get back to the action in a second. I think that, you know, we can stray away momentarily just to talk about basketball without borders, of course, a very it's an incredible, incredible project. And BJ Johnson was obviously, you know, one of the founding members, if you like, who was very well connected to that. Great believer in bringing this project to the fore. And maybe you've got something you'd like to say about BJ.
I appreciate that. Before I talk about BJ, who deserves a ton of space because of his commitment and did he miss his a long jump shot. I need to clean something up a little bit. A few minutes ago, we looked at Dikembe Mutombo, and we were trying to figure out who he was with. He was with DJ Mbanga, who is also NBA royalty, if you will, who's come here to his home continent of Africa to watch basketball. But back to BJ Johnson, just his commitment to the BAL, the Basketball Africa, the Hamadou Gallo Fall, and the entire NBA family is just goes without saying. It's Costner knocks down the three ball. It's as big as you've ever seen from someone. And we had him doing and talking to all of the teams on a Zoom call, and he literally started crying. That was part of that video we just saw a few minutes ago. That's how passionate he was about Africa and about what the BAL was to come. And so his sweat is in this day, and it's in this moment because of his commitment. He came over many years with his wife, Claudette, and he just loved the kids. He loved training and working them out. And it's just it's amazing to see and emotional for me. So he's dearly missed around the world, and his impact will be felt forever.
Oh, it's a very fine homage to BJ Johnson and all of the personalities involved in making this possible, but also all of the different projects that we mentioned before, starting with Seed back at the start of the noughties, of course, in Dakar. It's incredible, and we applaud that, and we hope that this legacy continues for a very, very long time. So brilliant stuff, Lance. Thanks very much. Back to the action. 68-36. And a one-sided affair, unfortunately. We wanted to see Alan Major try and get his men to fight valiantly. The interesting thing is that ever since Aristide Mugabe has come on, he's hit two field shots and nailed them, which basically means that in the space of a short amount of time, he's actually found points. Why wasn't he playing a little bit earlier?
Well, that's a great question. I have to believe it had to do with matchups and who was guarding who. And I mean, it's kind of easy for me to sit over here and second guess that. I think Coach Major has done a great job, Robbie, in getting this team to this point. Mugabe obviously made some big shots. He's part of getting them here. And I mean, it's a situation where matchups change at times. I mean, we're looking at a guy, Lahani here. He didn't play.
He didn't play.
Right.
And just
now,
didn't play.
And then now he's making a huge impact on this game. So coaches have their reasons for doing things, and you have to trust that. And what the Patriots have done, even with this big lead, I mean, they shouldn't be holding their heads. This is a phenomenal Monastir team. And to me, they are the Cinderella story of the BAL because of how far they've gotten.
No, it's wonderful. And, I think that it's always interesting to have a home team, fly the flag at a home event and try and do something. And they've held their head up very high. It's been admirable what they've actually achieved. And, who knows, maybe next year they'll come back and they'll go even further. Because, this is a young team that have only been around since 2014. So, that's a point. Score there. And
Manui on the finish at the rim.
So yeah, just to give the Patriots the credit that they deserve, and the coach Alan Major coming in and working his magic with his team. They deserve to be here.
Right down the lane. These guys are so good, Monastir, at finishing around and over bigs. Robbie, they do a great job of getting it up high on the glass and avoiding the blocked shots.
In a big way. There's a chance for three, but it just comes off the metal from Diddy. Ball back out. Mugabe back to Diddy. Gets rid of Leani very well. It's a mid-range shot, and it's a fine, fine shot indeed. The two go up on the scoreboard. And, they close in on the 40-point mark, but it's still a big, massive lead that they've got, Monastir. Leani, crikey, he is just a nuisance.
What's the next level up in the nuisance? He is relentless in his aggression. He's involved in all the plays just about for this Monastir team. It's amazing the depth of their bench, Robbie. It's really incredible.
No, it's as if they've got like 25 players, on the bench and not the 12 that you're allowed. You keep on seeing these players. Oh, we haven't seen him for a while. Oh, and then all of a sudden he's like scoring three or four baskets. Leani, as you said, didn't play. Now here he is. He's playing the game of his life, and he's basically knocking on the door to be one of the starting five players in the final.
Yeah, and Leani, he's so comfortable having not played in the last game. I mean, you would think that he would be a little bit out of rhythm, but he's not. He's been incredibly impactful. Even there on the defense, stopping the drive, which turned into a turnover, Abada puts it.
Well, it was two against one on that occasion, wasn't it, Lance? But they still couldn't land the points.
And Marnau, he lost it, but then he gets the possible turnover.
Okay, that was a little bit of a fumble on both sides. Good opportunity there, Diddy, trying to produce the up and under. rolling it back up, but finally it's just a foul that's been drawn. The points still don't go in, but two shots on the free throw line.
Yeah, just a mountain that I don't know that'll be able to be climbed for these Patriots as they again kind of look at this clock get too deep into the fourth period, Robbie. It's you hate to see any of these teams go home after all of the work that they put in. Obviously, not only to get here, but once they were here, quarantining and protocols and practices and the injuries, it's hard to watch.
Well, listen, I think that it's just a great experience, isn't it? And, you know, you want experience of the highest order. Magic back on. Oh, the step back shot there coming in to take their tally to 75. He can do pretty much everything. We talked about that with him, didn't we, Lance?
Well, yeah, at the beginning of the game when the Patriots had the lead, I thought eBay would give a little more or be able to combat him a little more as Kaji throws it away. Ends up in another layup. Marinelli.
Yeah, he's another player who's come off the bench who's now racking up some points.
I mean, where are they pulling these guys from?
I don't know. There's a tunnel around the back behind the bench. They're just like coming. They're queuing up. They're just, there's a direct tunnel from Tunisia. I get the impression. Here they go again.
Yeah, I mean, can you say sumptuous bench? Because that's your word or the word of the day. Can you say that for the bench?
You can. I would probably say that it is
deep bench.
Right, it's always going to be a deep bench.
Extreme bench.
I would just say that's the biggest bench that I've ever seen. It's an unfathomable bench.
Unfathomable?
Yes.
Unfathomable.
In the bubble.
In the bubble. Yeah. Okay. Right. I like it. Man, I love it. You're good, man. Sometime you're T2, man. You're Mr. Tongue Twister. You love throwing the tongue twisters my way. But you know what?
Is that a Marvel comic hero?
No, that's a T. See, I tell you what, I'm gonna take a break. You give me some more TTs, tongue twisters. Monster up huge.
Man, Monastir up 37. Prince.
What do you expect me to say?
I want you to say something because clearly I have nothing to say. Well, this is a blowout beyond epic proportions. I don't think any of us really thought this game was going to turn out the way that it has. Even if the Tunisian side was going to win, we thought the Patriot side would have kept it close. But man, oh man, like I was saying, I feel like U.S. Monastir has a completely different level when they go into the playoffs. They were on gear one in the group stages.
They're a fantastic team.
Oh, my goodness.
They're super experienced. You know, they've been together for a long time. Mm-hmm. I was telling someone, minus Rank G and, you know, Majok, this is the Tunisian national team.
Absolutely.
Players who've been playing for decades for the Tunisian national team. And, of course, there's also a fusion of younger players such as Omar Rabada, you know. And so this is a team that they have that sort of chemistry. They've been together for a long time. But the Patriots is just a team that was actually, you know, they brought in people from different parts and, you know, formed a team real quick. But you see that playing out. But at the same time, you know, it was a tough matchup, honestly. They met during the group stages, and, you know, the same Tunisian side actually won against the Patriots, and so we didn't really expect much. They've given a good account of themselves, the Patriots. They've really tried their best, but honestly, the best of team won today.
Yeah, from what it looks like with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter that the U.S. Monastir side will come away with this victory. We just don't know what the final score is, but but we do know that it's looking like they will come out with this victory, and they will end up playing the Egyptian Giants Zamalek in the finals tomorrow. But we will have more insight on that post-game. Let's get back to this game. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. U.S. Monastir 79, Patriots Basketball Club 41.
Pritzky Bay going up for two to make it 79-43 with 3:20 left on the clock. They've just pulled on a guy who hasn't played any time, so he's come off the bench. Where did he come from? Bori.
Again, as another three gets rained, Bori, I saw him warming up. And again,